This is Jay Krishnamurti's second public discussion in Sanan, 1974.
What shall we talk over this morning together? Beg your pardon? Would you talk about celibacy with regard to the mind?
Why is it so?
What is? What is the? What is the quality of the mind that is able to look? Yes.
Why is it so difficult to get rid of attachments?
Why is it so difficult to get rid of attachments? Come on. Could we discuss confusion? The relationship between thought and feeling. Yes. Attachment, same thing problem between man and woman. I beg your pardon? I don't quite understand.
If there's no attachment between parents, does it destroy the traditional idea of marriage, therefore no authority?
I see. If there is no marriage as legally accepted, would there be attachment between the two, and what is the relationship of the parents to the children? My Lord. Shall we go into all this? Or do you have some other question? An astonishing question. Wait a minute, sir. Be pardon? What? If thought is matter, as we have said, is intelligence different from thought? How can the mind observe itself without the desire for security? Now that's enough questions. Why is it so difficult to be free of attachment? And what is the relationship between celibacy and mind? What is it that observes apart from the mind? And is intelligence different from thought? Shall we take up some of those questions?
Between nutrition and celibacy as it affects the brain.
I don't quite understand your question, sir.
The question is whether or not celibacy is necessary on a purely psychological
basis. Is celibacy necessary psychologically? Right. So which do you want to discuss? Or can we include in one question all these other questions? Madame, je n'ai pas compris. I didn't understand, sorry. I see. How is it possible not to observe without fear all the things that one has built throughout life and face annihilation? What's that?